For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein answered Republican critics of the Russia investigation in a Q&A session at the museum in Washington, D.C.
There have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time, and I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
Rosenstein criticized lawmakers who drafted articles of impeachment against him, saying they lacked the courage to put their name on it. It's not clear if or when President Trump will sit down with special counsel Robert Mueller. A list of questions was released that Mueller might put to him. The president tweeted that the revealing of the questions was a disgrace. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders wouldn't elaborate.
As with all questions of this nature, I would refer you to the president's outside personal attorneys, Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
The White House is blasting the Iran nuclear agreement ahead of President Trump's decision on whether to pull the U.S. out of the deal. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it was a mistake for the Obama administration to enter the deal in the first place.
Iran lied on the front end. They were dishonest actors. And so the deal that was made on things that weren't accurate. And we have a big problem with that.
Sanders also says U.S. officials were given a heads up from Israel ahead of Prime Minister Netanyahu's announcement this week that evidence shows Iran lied about its nuclear program. All but a handful of the Central American migrants that reached the U.S.-Mexican border in a caravan are still waiting on the Mexican side to turn themselves in, hoping to win asylum in the United States. Officials aren't saying how many migrants have been allowed to be interviewed by the asylum officers, but organizers put that number at 8. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iranian officials are denying claims made by the Israeli Prime Minister. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program.
Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu presenting files on Monday that he claims show that Iran covered up a nuclear weapons program before signing the 2015 nuclear deal.
Even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use.
Iranian officials now denying Netanyahu's claims, saying they're a pack of lies designed to influence President Trump to follow through on his threat to withdraw the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear accord. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Scotland became the first country in the world to introduce minimum pricing for alcohol. The Scottish government passed new legislation to set the minimum price at 68 cents per unit. The move came after a six-year court battle to limit the amount of cheap booze in Scotland on the grounds of public health. Government research shows Scotland had a rate of death from alcohol abuse 54% higher than Britain or Wales. Estimates show nearly 400 lives could be saved in the first 5 years of price adjustment. Scottish lawmakers say the law will make cheap spirits and popular ciders more expensive. Opponents say those are not the only drinks that are targeted by the new law. Many of the prices will more than double. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.